Good evening, as it is now, and I'm glad to be in York. So can the biology of DCIS inform treatment? Well, we have to understand the biology of DCIS, and it certainly is different from invasive cancer. We need to understand novel models of disease progression. The assumption we've just heard, that the surgeon will cure by wider margins, or not, as the case may be, is a bit like going back to Patey's mastectomy and Halstead's mastectomy, that wider margins would work. And I think we actually know that that isn't the sole answer. We need to understand the difference between DCIS and invasive cancer. And I guess the key is, if we could identify those patients who will get a recurrent invasive disease and prevent them getting invasive disease, we'd be happy, because recurrent DCIS is not going to threaten life and will actually allow us to preserve more breasts. So we need to understand what we're trying to achieve. And I know a number of surgeons who would argue that adjuvant hormonal treatment is unnecessary, because actually, with good surgery and radiotherapy, they cure all their patients. We need to be able to prevent local DCIS, particularly ER-negative DCIS, because that, when that recurs with invasive disease, they need chemotherapy, and we'd like to avoid that for our patients. And we probably need better selection for radiotherapy, because although we've quite rightly heard radiotherapy halves recurrence rate, we're still treating an awful lot of patients that don't ultimately need treatment with radiotherapy, and better selection would be helpful.